There is no shortage of cybersecurity legislation for lawmakers to ponder over in the current legislative session. The White House sent to Capitol Hill its own comprehensive proposal covering six broad areas last month, and lawmakers have introduced several more of their own. Melissa Hathaway, who served as the White House's acting cybersecurity chief in 2009, told a House subcommittee on Friday that Congress needs to closely examine the administration proposal's effects on industry. She says the White House process that produced their legislative proposal appears not to have done that.
The administration's proposal had the opportunity to engage the private sector to inform the debate and the items within the proposal, but during the course of their review, they did not engage the private sector, which is why it's so important that this committee and other committees do engage the private sector in understanding what are the second and third order effects of regulation and other market levers.
Hathaway testifying on Friday before the House Homeland Security Subcommittee on Cybersecurity. She says she's specifically worried about a confused definition of the role of the Department of Homeland Security in cyberspace, whether it should serve a policy function, an operational function, or a regulatory function.
The proposal attempts to establish a minimum standard of care and an audit and certification function that would be similar in kind to the Security Exchange Commission requirement for attestation of material risk. In my view, inserting DHS into a regulatory role in this context could dilute its operational and policy responsibilities and likely distract from the nation's security posture.
She worries about DHS being asked to take on new roles and missions at a time when the department is still finding its sea legs in the cybersecurity arena. From the point of view of Larry Clinton, president of the Internet Security Alliance, the impact on business would be negative in several ways. He criticized the White House plan as anti-security. In particular, his group, which represents primarily critical infrastructure operators, worries about provisions in the bill that mandate that companies disclose data breaches in a timely manner. As Ari Schwartz of the National Institute of Standards and Technology testified at another recent hearing, the administration believes mandatory disclosure of breaches will give companies incentives to enhance their security.
We think that this helps to provide a series of incentives. One of them is the public effects of the disclosure for the cybersecurity performance to related reputation risk.
But Clinton says the first problem is defining what a breach is.
There's currently an opinion, a common thought in the press anyway, that when you have been breached, that's a significant incident. And we would probably disagree with that. In the modern world, with modern attacks, virtually everybody gets breached. If you're going to have some of these advanced persistent threat guys come after you, you are going to be breached, meaning they're going to get in your system. And if we made that the line, that you had to report the fact that somebody successfully got into your system, and then you were subject to some of these name and shame penalties, I think that that would be a mistake.
Clinton says any legislation that would require companies to disclose all breaches is based on outdated thinking. The old model, he says, is based on the idea that companies and agencies can defend their network perimeters and keep attackers out. Instead, he says, the focus should be on making sure networks can be defended from the inside, and any damage intruders do while they're inside a network can be mitigated.
They go in your system and they hide. So it's very difficult to find these guys. So we want to provide incentives for people to go and look at them. If the corporation knows that the harder they look for a problem, the more likely are they are going to be named and shamed for finding it, we've created exactly the wrong incentives. It would be much better if companies were proactively incented so that they wanted to go find these things because they were going to lower their liability, they were going to lower their insurance rate, they were going to have a better chance at a federal contract, et cetera, et cetera.
He says companies such as major defense contractors with very good intrusion detection systems would be penalized because they can tell when attackers are coming in. He says the message to the rest of industry would be to do everything they can to turn a blind eye to network intrusions. Rather than public disclosures, Clinton favors notifications to experts in a government agency who can use, analyze, and properly disseminate any lessons from a cyber incident. Dr. Greg Shannon, the chief scientist for Carnegie Mellon University's Computer Emergency Response Team, says there are models for controlled disclosure in other federal agencies that Congress could consider.
There's the automotive and airline industry that have reporting on accidents and incidents that allows for an appropriate oversight, so it's a more closed, the NTSB, has a closed investigation. I think it's important also to look at the CDC model and think about where it actually is appropriate and where it's not appropriate. I mean, where it's not appropriate maybe is nation-state threats. But certainly in terms of dealing with industrial challenges in malware and exploitation, being able to have a better situational awareness based on the preponderance of incidents is what's needed. An individual, just because I get hacked, I don't know if I'm the only one in the world or whatever. But if the government wants to, or organizations want to be able to do a broad response, having that sort of situational awareness is imperative.
The Homeland Security Committee is one of many on the Hill currently considering pieces of legislation that would reform the government approach to cybersecurity. A tally assembled by Hathaway puts the number of bills under active consideration at 10 on the Senate side alone, plus 8 more in the House. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.